You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Story popped up yesterday, and we were chatting about this for a little bit off the air. Has to do with Jimmy Fallon. You told me you're not a big fan of Jimmy Fallon. Is that right?
I don't care for Jimmy Kimmel. I like Jimmy Fallon.
Oh,
different
Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel's
I get the Jimmy's confused douchey sometimes.
Yeah.
Just side note, what's your beef with Jimmy Kimmel?
He's just so cocky and snooty, and I'm sick of hearing him complain about politics. It's like, just be funny and do your show, okay? He's just turned kind of douchey, so. But Fallon's fun to watch. He's silly. I like his little skits and his songs. And look up Teeny Weeny Beanie later. With Jimmy Fallon and Paul Rudd.
Do I want that in my search history?
Teeny Weeny Beanie. Yeah. Look it up. That's the kind of stuff I enjoy.
Okay. Anyway, Jimmy Fallon made the news because they were talking about the Taylor Swift tour. And Jimmy Fallon's got a couple of little girls. They're 9 and they're 10 years old, right? That's just like, boom, that is right in the wheelhouse for Taylor Swift's tour, right? And they were talking about how he could have he's Jimmy freaking Fallon. He could have so easily pulled a string or two and grabbed some tickets for his daughters to go see Taylor
he
Swift.
He could have called Taylor Swift, probably,
right?
You know?
He could have leaned could over have. While she was sitting next to him
hey,
somewhere.
Can I get tickets? Yes.
Hey, can you give me a couple of tickets
while she's on his show.
That's what I'm saying. He could have leaned over and said, by the way.
Gimme.
Before you go backstage, anyway, he says no, he did not get tickets for his daughters, and here's why. Quote, no, you have to earn certain things. I can't just do this for you. End quote.
Okay. All right.
Now, when he explained this, he said he was trying his best to make his kids as normal as possible and less bratty. And apparently it's working because he says, quote, they're the nicest kids. End
oh,
quote.
How sweet. They're 9 and 10. They're still nice at that age, though, 9 and 10. Just wait, Jimmy Fallon.
They haven't reached the terror zone yet.
They're going to have a hard time being normal and living a normal life in general, though, with having your dad do this and being so well-known. And
right.
I don't know if this little aspect of his parenting is going to change anything, but I don't know. Maybe it will.
I don't know. It's kind of interesting. So my first thought was, does everything in life have to be a lesson? I mean, look, talking about preaching to the choir, I'm all about not giving kids everything they want. I mean, it's a mindset with parenting. And I understand that I might be a little bit on an island. But, the big thing today is get your kids just about everything they want. It's like, oh, I never got this stuff, so I want my kids to have everything. All right. But I'm wondering if. Is this, and I'm not saying this is, I'm asking if it is. Mm-hmm. Is this like a form of virtue signaling? In a way?
Maybe.
For him to make a big announcement about, his parenting? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you hear this a lot amongst celebrities and, I hear this a lot with, like, billionaires, like Mark Cuban. Does he have kids? I hear it. Well, Kevin O'Leary's a big time money making guy, and he talks about how his kids aren't going to get anything, and they actually have to go out and work for it. And I like that mindset when the celebrities do this, and money people do this, because it's true. It's like that you're not going to be able to make your way in life if you don't know how to just do basic things like go out and get a job and save your money for things that you want. And I'm a fan. I'm a fan of this. We teach our kids to work for stuff. But yet, on the other hand, like, I talked about this a couple weeks ago. When we go out to sporting events and stuff, I have the benefit of using our station's suite at Ball Arena. And I've taken to Reed to a couple basketball games in the suite. And each time, I remind him, like, see the rest of the stadium that's filled? I mean, you've got to work for these tickets. You've got to go out and buy your own things. Like, I've worked hard to get into the suite, and this isn't real life, buddy. Like, this isn't, you're not going to leave school and, be able to get in like this all the time to these venues. So you've got to have these conversations with them. Like, this isn't real life. Unless you really, really work for it.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if some parents can call us and talk about it. Do you have some sort of, program, plan in place? What is it? that your kids have to do certain things in order to get certain things. I don't know if it's like a point
system.
Like an
allowance even, or?
Yeah, or a chore. Like, when you do this, then you'll get this.
I would even love to hear what your kids are lusting for, and you're making them save up for it. Like this whole drone talk that's been going on the past week with my kids. I didn't go out and buy him a drone. He wanted one so bad. He's been scraping together his birthday money, and he's made things and sold them door to door in the neighborhood, and he saved up for his drone, and you know, and I think he appreciated it more until he got it up on the roof of the school. But but what are your kids saving for right now?
Well, isn't that the interesting lesson, too? Because the whole thing about not giving your kids everything is to teach them appreciation. And I do sometimes have a concern that there's millions of kids who don't have any kind of appreciation because everything is handed to them. And I don't want this to turn into some sort of lecture, and it's not an old school thing, blah, blah, blah. But I'm curious what parents today have in the form, like with what Jimmy Fallon's doing. What do modern day parents ask their kids to do in order to get something? Like, I'm curious when he says, you know, he wouldn't get them tickets to see Taylor Swift. He says you have to earn certain things. What could his two daughters have done to earn Taylor Swift tickets? Or because they're, you know, on the open market, they're so expensive, is there nothing
well,
a 9-year-old could have done?
No, I mean,
what
I guess it's one of those things
to earn
like,
$1,000 ticket.
You can go see her when you're old enough and you have a job and you can afford it, I guess.
Patty, good morning. What do you think about all this?
Good morning. I think it's really important, especially since schools don't teach money. I think the parents have to teach it.
Oh, look at you getting in a little dig right off the bat.
Do you have a system in your house?
Yeah, so we have a calendar, and he has daily chores, and he gets a star for when he completes his daily chores, and then he also has a weekly chore. And then at the end of the week, he gets a dollar for each star, and then he can choose to collect his money, or if he chooses to save it, then we will match it and put it in his savings.
How weird that my wife does the same thing for me. She's got a little chart with gold stars on it, and I did good this week. So a dollar for every star, so how much do you pony up at the end of the week, every week?
Usually.
Typically.
If he does everything, he gets eight. Because he has
bucks.
His weekly chore, too, like cleaning his fish tank or taking out the garbage.
Is he saving up for anything specific?
He doesn't know what he's saving for, but he always chooses to save it.
That's cool.
So he's letting it roll so that
Let
you can
roll.
Match it. I think that's fantastic.
Now just put it in an interest-bearing account, Patty. Teach
Patty,
money.
Thank you for that great call. That is very good. Here's Bryn. Bryn, what do you think?
All right. Well, my husband's been saying this since I have an 8 and a 9-year-old, and my husband's been saying this since they were born, is that they aren't going to appreciate as much stuff if they don't pay for it themselves. But so right now my 9-year-old is trying to save up for Taylor Swift tickets. And we're trying to support her, in that she is researching and looking. So we're actively listening this morning to find out new ideas for how a 9-year-old can make enough money to get a Taylor Swift ticket.
Well, the problem is Tay-Tay's already been here, so now what?
Yeah, but she's got a second leg that's coming back to America.
So now she's going to have travel, too, if she's not coming back here.
Exactly. And then also, I can't let a 9-year-old go by herself. But, so we're working through that. And that's part of the valuable lesson. So she looks constantly at what tickets are, prices are, and everywhere, and they show up in pounds, which are like 39 pounds, and I was like, "No, that's not dollars." So there's a lot of good math lessons in this too.
Did I miss on how she is making the money? Did you say?
So she is running lemonade stands. She's making meringues and selling those. She's going to start pet sitting. She is trying to go offer services for yard cleaning around the neighborhood. And then we're listening to the show intently this morning to find out new ways that 9-year-olds can make money.
I love everything that she's doing. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't necessarily think I'd want a 9-year-old mowing my lawn, but
I'm just wondering
my husband had the same thought. He's like, remember when we let them and they cut the pipes? I was like, oh, right. So, but picking up pine needles and pine cones, and we're trying to get creative, and I love it. She every day has a new idea.
I gotta go back.
She heard
a
about
step.
Grant.
Hold.
She was like,
Brand, hold on
sorry,
a second.
Yep.
Slow down. Hold on. I gotta go back a step to what you threw out there. You just brushed it off. You said lemonade stand. Does she actually make any? I drive past lemonade stands all the time. The next time I see one person at a lemonade stand will be the first time I see a person at a lemonade stand. Is she actually banking money from that?
You know, we have a very generous neighborhood. So, yes, the challenge is
But you're buying the product, though.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
We make them. They go to the store, and they actually make handmade lemonade. I make them go to the store, use money from previous lemonade stands to buy the product. They have to buy the cups, they have to buy the lemons, they have to squeeze it, and they have to make it themselves.
With their dirty 9-year-old hands, huh?
Yeah.
I don't want that lemonade, Bryn.
They got up.
Bryn, we got to run.
We got
to
bounce.
Thank you for a great call.
Huh. All right.
I love that.
She's making good money, it sounds like.
Let's talk to Michael. Michael, what do you do at your house?
I don't know. So I'm not a parent yet, but I'll just speak from my childhood. When I was younger, I did a lot of mowing lawns, I did a lot of pet sitting, and I did a lot of chores for my parents, and they always said, like, we're not going to pay for stuff that you want, so you have to earn all the money yourself. So it really taught me, like, the importance of hard work, so I'm really glad for that, honestly, as I've gotten older.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good value to instill in kids, I guess. I don't know. But it's okay to, like, it's... I feel like, too, that Taylor Swift is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing for a lot of kids, and it's like, don't you just take them?
So, you know I'm all on board about kids working to earn what they're getting. I get all that. However, does everything have to be a life lesson?
Right.
Because something like Taylor Swift, when she comes around, that's when if you just overall have a good kid, I would be like, honey,
guess
I'm
what we're doing.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just the same, I want a phone, I want this,
want some new Jordans or whatever, you're like, no.
Yeah, that's different. But every once in a while, I feel like you can just do something since your kid is
right.
A good kid.
Right. Especially if it's something like that that would be probably out of their reach in most circumstances to buy tickets.
Yeah. Like, if you've got to sell lemonade at a lemonade stand to buy tickets for Taylor Swift, including travel...
You're going to be working a while.
Yeah. Here's Zach. Zach, what do you want to say about this?
Well, like that one guy said, when he was growing up, there's different rules for us, right? So my family, I implicate what my parents did for me, and that was I didn't get a damn allowance. I was expected to do chores, and at the end of the year, all my good and bad were added up, and Santa brought everything.
Santa brought everything if you were good. Sure, yeah. That's right. You got to be good for Santa.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you, Zach. Thank you for that call. It's not that dissimilar. Like I told you about my stepdaughter has to pay rent, right? So now that she's a college student, she's in her early, she's 22 now, and she'll be moving out here before too long. But for now, it's like, hey, she's learning.
Yeah.
And it has really changed her whole life, you know, of learning that she needs to save up because she's got to pay rent. She's got to pay car insurance. She's got to pay all that. And her rent is floating. If you don't do very much around the house, then your rent is higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's a floating system. Who was it that wrote in and they were talking about how Shaq was talking about, I lost the text now, but somebody wrote in about Shaq and they said how Shaq said, we are not rich. I am rich.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic line. Yeah.
It's like fantastic.
You don't have the money I do.